This is the Game Buddy Funcast.
Welcome, everybody, to the Game Buddy Funcast. And we're talking about indie games today. This is episode 23 of the Game Buddy Funcast, I think.
I think it's 23.
So, I think it is. Anyways, tonight we are joined by She-Ra Shinobi from Pixels and Peach.
No, I think you said the website wrong.
Did I do it wrong?
You know, it's close enough, I guess.
He's been drinking.
What website are you from?
I've been drinking, so.
He's been drinking.
We can redo it. We can edit around
No,
it.
We're not going to edit it. Man,
fix
She-Ra,
it in post.
She-Ra, what website are you
in post,
from?
My bad. Yeah, I'll just let you do the intro.
Plug your website.
Let's plug it.
Yeah, Pixel and Peach.
And what do you guys do?
I was just backwards on it.
He's a little dyslexic.
What do you guys do?
So what do we do? It's like a nerd, just a basic nerd site. Covers all kinds of nerdy genre. Pop culture, video games, TV, movies, cosplay. And then we also have a Fetish Friday piece that we do. We talk a lot about wieners and people who like furries and what they want to do with their wieners and furries.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
this just got exponentially better.
Because he does have like a bear costume for some strange reason. Don't ask me why. I don't know why he has this.
Adam has it?
Not Adam, no. It's my. I work with him, and he has like a bear costume.
Well, speaking of, where is Adam? Because he had a big old heart on yesterday, and now he's not.
Adam said he was quitting the podcast, and he's starting a new hipster cast.
Oh, he invited me to that, actually. So I think we're just going to talk about indie games.
Indie games the whole entire time. I think that's what he wants to do with his life. He's like, I'm not going to be on this Game Buddy Funcast because I'm starting my own podcast. But anyways, we're also joined by Piper.
What's up? I'm always here. I never leave. I'm a homeless guy. Man. Sleep on the couch.
Yep. And we're also joined by the man, David Packett.
I'll be here as long as I can, which will probably be 10 minutes.
But so you could go eat all of your sandwiches.
All my sandwiches.
All his sandwiches.
All
the sandwiches belong to me.
I would like all of the ham.
All of the ham. But anyways, indie games, guys. You know, I kind of say it like it's a curse word as per last episode. It's like, I'm like, indie games.
You hate indie games for some strange reason.
I don't. Like I said, I don't hate indie games. I just don't think they're the real deal.
Like, whatever.
I mean, but look at the title. It says hater of indie games down there. If my camera popped up. But,
no,
your
doesn't
camera
work.
Never pops up. It's just a cat, like always.
Oh, well,
it's meow meow.
So let's talk about this then, Mr. Sean Blythe. What is this imaginal thing where you have that you hate indie games? Why do you think that they are the bottom of the trash pile and your AAA games are God?
You know, AAA games, you know, that's pretty much what I grew up with was like AAA games. You know, I grew up on the Nintendo. You had your Mario Brothers and
Mario.
You know,
Mario.
Yeah, Mario Brothers. Super Mario Brothers.
No,
that's New York way into that, but I don't know. I'm old, I guess. I mean, I guess I feel old. I'm 28, but I feel old. So I don't know. I play indie games, but they don't have the meat and potatoes that a AAA game would offer me.
But
what is meat and potatoes?
Meat and potatoes simulator.
If there was, I would play that. Okay, I totally play that.
That would be more of an indie game.
I don't know. I just think you get more of like a full experience on a AAA title than
more
you would.
More bang
for your butt.
Okay, so did you ever play Bastion?
I did play Bastion.
Do you think that's not a meat and potatoes game?
It's peas and carrots.
I'm going to interject here, and I'm going to have an unpopular opinion according to what I'm feeling, and I think
like
Bastion was a subpar game.
I didn't like that. I didn't like Braid, because I got screwed over in Braid from getting one of the puzzle pieces.
I didn't care about Braid either.
Or one of the stars or whatever. Because I was super pissed off because I missed out on getting like a star piece or whatever. I was like, I'm done with this game. Because originally we were going to be on the Let's Get podcast. We're going to talk about Braid indie games on that. So we're just doing it tonight instead and then going on the Let's Get podcast. So I don't know. I just it's just not for me. Not for me. I didn't like those games. Fez overrated because it's Phil Fish. And
Phil Fish is overrated.
Phil Fish is overrated. His only game he came out with, and he's like, oh, I'm done. I'm Fez 2. Can that. And plus, people are usually generally assholes in the indie community. I mean, there's some cool guys like Flambeer. They're pretty cool, but a lot of people are just kind of assholes because they're full of themselves, I think.
Yeah, well, I went to IndieCade this year, and it was like the coolest place probably I've ever been. Because, most of the people were down to earth. There were some people who were total snobs. But, I mean, like I was saying earlier, I met the Rogue Legacy guys. Those guys could have been, like, some kids off the street, as you know, as far as I knew. They were, like, so humble and, like, normal. And, you know, people were interviewing them. And that's a badass game. I mean, and it's innovative. I mean,
I will agree with that. I do like Rogue Legacy. So I'm not an absolute hater. I will play any games, but I probably won't play them as long as I would like a AAA title.
So you, sir.
What about
you, sir?
I think that like the same. You. This is a word that you've referred to me as. Is you are a bigot. You're an indie bigot. Is that correct?
I was gonna say hypocrite.
Hypocrite. Okay.
I'm a hypocrite. Yeah, I guess you could call me a hypocrite because I will play indie games. Like I said, I don't really have anything personal against them. It's just that, you know, sometimes they're a good distraction. They're a distraction piece, pretty much.
Oh my Jesus.
Well, okay, the problem I have with that is the fact that AAA titles have no reason to innovate anymore. Every single one is going to be a carbon copy of the other. Once I have played one game, it's going to be exactly the same as the next one. But when you look at the indie community, they are constantly innovating. The next game, it just takes this whole like new world and it just like screws with your head. It's something you have never, ever seen before, or it's something that they do in a completely different way. And that, to me, is worth so much more. I would gladly pay $60 for an amazing ass indie game than I would pay $60 for a AAA. I'm hard pressed to spend $20 on a AAA title because I already know what I'm going to get. I may get a good story.
It's the same thing.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, I feel like, I mean, look at Assassin's Creed and Halo and COD, they're all the same freaking game over and over again. Even if you don't like Braid, tell me another game that is like Braid. Name one.
A game with an alcoholic wife beater. Let me think. Mario Brothers, I think.
Mario Brothers is not like Braid.
Mario, I bet, behind the scenes, like, just listen to me, behind the scenes, Mario is secretly beating Princess Peach. Why do you think they never got married? Damn,
she
right
keeps
there.
Getting kidnapped. He can never find her to get her married or get married to her.
They're in this new Mario Brothers, and they're gonna get married in that new Mario Brothers that's coming out. No, they're She's not.
Dead. She has amnesia.
She Why are you anymore. Saying Mario now? I feel like you need to continue with Mario.
Because I was just trying to be. I don't know,
to be awesome.
Awesome, I guess, because that's how the cool kids say it. I'm not really that cool, but. I don't know, but...
And Shira, if you're asking a game that's similar to Braid, the closest thing that I could think would be Sands of Time.
Yeah, it's because, like Mario with Prince of Persia kind of mixed together, I'd say.
Just because you can rewind the future.
Yeah, but...
Listen, I get it. I get why people crave those indie games. I get it. Don't get me wrong. I'll play them. Some are class act. They're number one, but... This is not going to get on my Game of the Year list, pretty much.
Oh, my God. I want to just, like, flip my desk over.
Roar!
That's it. I'm gonna rage quit the podcast right now.
Yeah.
/ quit. It's over.
So angry. Yeah, I mean, there were some really shitty games, to be honest, at IndieCade. I mean, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but there were things I'm like, I wouldn't spend $2 on this thing. But, like, oh, it's gonna spend me more time to even go get, because I had a press pass. Because, you know, press and whatever. I was like, I'm not even going to write this guy and get a free copy because that's going to take me 5 minutes.
And it's not worth your 5 minutes.
Not even worth 5 minutes of my time. But there were some really cool things there. I mean, it's a mixture because, you know, I think, to me, indie games are like the heart of the gamer. It's like, I wish I could make a fucking game. You know, and here's indie games. They actually can make games. I suck. I can color.
It's like you would make your stick figure adventure.
I'd do that. I mean, let's take my experience with Papers, Please. That's an indie game, right? Papers, Please, work simulator.
We'll call it an indie game.
It's a work simulator. Why would, after I get off work, want to go home and work on a game? It's like too
much.
Like,
different. It's something you have not experienced before. Ubisoft is not going to make that. EA is not going to make that.
But who's going to want to play it, though? Who's going to want to do a work simulator?
It's different. If you want a different experience, that's why you go to that community, all those developers out there, that they're bringing things differently. Everything's not a shoot 'em up, kill 17 guys, turn in a quest, now I get to shoot two guns at once. It's just not that way. And I think that's what's so brilliant about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, and talking about stuff like that, when we were at SGC, and when did we do that, David? Was that like May?
He left, dude. He's gone.
Oh, David's gone. Well, I don't have anyone to back me up now. We went to SGC sometime in the summertime, and they had this whole room that was just indie developers, and we got to meet some really cool people. And yeah, I agree. There's some games that were just totally awful, but there were some games that were really good. We got to meet the guys that developed the Angry Video Game Nerd game. They were super cool. That game it's not a great game, but it's really fun to play.
It's like a Mega Man type game, right? Like,
yeah, it's kind of Mega Man-y. We also met the guy that did the Penny Arcade RPG games. Those games were freaking cool. And talk about long games. It's like Final Fantasy Epic kind of long. I think that you have a poor argument in saying that the content isn't there. I think that you are afraid of the delivery.
Because I've been burned too many times on some indie games, man. Like, I expect, like, something great, then I get something that's, like, I was, like, this is not that great. And I don't know why I got it.
You need to call me before you play an indie game, and I'll tell you which ones are good, and then you won't be sad about your life anymore.
There you go. And, I mean, I think people could say the same thing about the AAA games. Like, I don't even know why people buy Assassin's Creed anymore, or... You know, just like, it's the same damn game.
And but like now you were saying about Call of Duty.
Yes, I'm getting burnt out on some of these games that come out yearly, which should not be a yearly game. I will agree with that. Like the Call of Duties, the Assassin's Creeds, which I did pick up for PS4 just because of lack of Watch Dogs. But
yeah, we have it too.
Well, okay, so and you took Call of Duty's a prime example of that. The last, three Call of Duty games have been the same exact game with a different story. There has been no difference in the engine or the
people
gameplay.
People don't get it for that. They get it for the multiplayer, too, you know.
I don't care about 12-year-old
new maps.
Boys shoot each other, each other a banana dick or whatever they call it, whatever the hip word is now. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sports games, another prime example that they should just do, you know, kind of just do releases in, I don't know, rosters or something like that. But
I don't know. I don't play sports games.
That's why I'm more excited about indie games is because the AAA games, like, even, like, I love Street Fighter. Like, I'm a Street Fighter fan. I suck at it, but Ultra's coming out, and it's kind of the same game, but just with some new characters.
Well, Capcom is a
problem.
Let's get on Capcom.
Capcom is not a popular topic on this.
let's get on Capcom. They're going to release the same game over and over and over again, just put, like, Super Ultra Tournament Edition.
And that is legitimately the same exact game. It should just be a DLC, but instead I got to spend another $60 to.
No, they are doing a DLC if you own the DLC arcade version. You can get it for the DLC
version.
Yeah,
but it's still expensive. It's not cheap DLC.
And they,
I'm saying, and it's probably already on the disc I have anyway.
Whoa.
Probably if anyone from Capcom ever listens to this, I still want a copy of the Dungeons and Dragons games. I will sing your praises if y'all just send those to us. Thanks.
Thank you, Capcom.
P.S. F you.
P.S. We still hate you, but we like you enough. Just if you could release a new Mega Man game, I'd be super happy.
Oh, that nope. Somebody's already taken care of that for us, so we don't have to suck up to Capcom. So,
oh yeah, yeah.
Wonderful.
Mighty number nine.
Mighty number nine. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. That's our Mega Man.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the point being that's a perfect example. I mean, even people who like, you know, these big companies are still kind of pissed off that the games are all the same. I mean, what's a AAA title that's coming out that's new?
Did you say Watch Dogs?
I said Watch Dogs.
No, it's not really a new concept.
You're a hacker. You're a hacker.
Cell phone hacking's baseball cap hoodie. That's new.
That's new right there.
Oh.
That's the whole thing.
And it's not a sequel.
There's what mechanics? I mean, cell phone hacking, it's just like picking a lock. It's the same thing, but a different tool.
They might do it differently, though. They might do it different. We don't know. Have we played the game yet?
I've played the game.
Piper's played the game. He loves it.
And in response, there is question that it actually is a sequel. They're saying that there's some tie-ins with the Assassin's Creed
universe. There's
some Easter eggs in AC. Blackbeard's Bandit.
Pirate's Creed. Pirate's Creed.
So there's some Easter eggs in there that kind of link the two together. So I'm waiting to find out really if that's true or not. But I mean, that is a game I will buy because I just think it looks freaking cool.
Yeah, I mean it looks cool, but I mean.
But I agree. There's nothing
totally
new in that.
Buy it, but it's nothing new about it. I mean, it's a cool game.
I'm just gonna say it's.
Yeah.
So it's going to be something new. Maybe it might be completely different.
It might blow me away.
They might have next-gen beards on it. Next-gen beards. It might be awesome.
We need next-gen beards. More next-gen beards.
Yep. Yeah, we need next-gen beards like NBA 2K, okay? We need that next-gen, like, neck beard.
But really, why we're buying the PS4 and the X-Bone? Is so we can have realistic hair flapping? Couldn't I just keep my 360 and be content with a hairsprayed, no-movement, ugly beard, and the game is the same?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of funny. Like, for me, the thing that's really interesting about the new consoles that are coming out is not things that people are excited about, like, you know, oh, you can see the graphics, totally cool, or you can upload, you know, sharing or whatever to streaming. It's like, people who are serious about streaming already have all their shit set up on their computers. I'm not going to use my PS4 to stream.
Well, okay, I am a streamer. I do that. And I had to go out and buy a Elgato Game Capture HD, which is like $160. So I like the whole fact that, you know, there are certain like console exclusives that I would like to play and stream. So I get that. I can get behind that whole technology there. But I agree with most of what you're saying is absolutely that there's no,
You don't need it. Maybe for new people who are up and coming, but then when you get serious about it, you're going to want to be able to use some more substantial technology.
And also, everybody's going to be doing it now, too. Everybody's going to be doing it.
I'm excited to get oversaturated with all these
little
kids.
Go on Twitch right now. Everybody's streaming right now. Everybody.
It's the same thing with YouTube, right? We were kind of talking about this on Twitter. All the crappy people. Now you're just going to have more crappy people who are uploading crap.
Are we bringing this up because you want me to talk about it? Is that what's going on?
I'm just saying it ties in.
Are we bring this up?
We are. It just ties in. There's, I don't know. I'm going to wait for after time so we can have a discussion about one of those people that I was discussing that said his name is one that would not be mentioned because chances are he might actually listen. So, because we know him personally.
He might cry a little bit, though.
So. Dude, I'm scared about that.
The last one, he'd already be upset, dude. So it's okay. He might already be, like, hanging himself or something. We're okay.
No, you clipped out the section where I called him a PF, and I won't.
Oh, did I?
Yep.
And that's like the only things I think that's one of the only things I clipped out of that after show.
That's what I was saying. When I say awesome things, so you take them out.
I'm sorry. That thing was it's like, man, I don't want this guy to go kill himself. Dude, I really don't. I really don't want this guy to go do that. It's going to be on my conscience.
I know. So, indie games, they're amazing. I love them. Sean hates them.
But, yeah, I said nothing strong. They're okay.
I am going to convert you, just like I will convert Adam to liking Watch Dogs.
You did convert Adam like Watch Dogs pretty quick, though.
No way. Did I really?
I think you did, because you should like, hey, check out this trailer. And he's like, then that later in the episode, he's like, he was totally all for Watch Dogs by the end of the episode, I think.
I know, because I'm good at brainwashing people.
Guess so.
That's it.
It's the beard.
Is it the beard?
It's the beard, dude.
Is it intoxicating? Mm-hmm. Like when I fluff it out?
It is. I'm intoxicated now.
I'm also intoxicated, but from not my beard.
Were you drinking your own beard?
I was pouring Malibu into my beard and then like sucking it out like a sponge. That's how I live my life.
I wish I had Malibu.
Me too.
I wish I had another beer. I should actually go up and grab one.
Beer?
So how, some beer. I need to...
Be a man and drink real drink, sir. Not water.
I'm a beer guy, dude. Beer guy.
What kind of beer, though? That's the real question. There's some good beer.
Do you drink Pabst Blue Ribbon?
If we're talking Budweiser.
I'm talking about the ham. Jesus. No, I'm talking about
some Milwaukee's finest.
I'm doing some Shinerbach tonight, and I did some, not Three Wise Men. I did some. What did? Was that beer we had earlier?
Are you make putting it sound your... like you're doing cocaine or something.
Doing.
Yeah, he's cocaine. Hey. He's sticking his penis in the bottle, and then he drinks it.
It's like it looks like this. It's like like a duck's penis.
Hey,
a duck penis?
They're corkscrews.
After show, I didn't talk about that after show last time about the duck's penis.
Did we talk about that? I don't know why that comes up so often.
I don't know what a duck's penis looks like, but after this, I'm gonna look it up on the internet.
Just like that. And this is what it looks like. I swear to you, it looks like a corkscrew. Indie games, you're supposed to like them because I said so.
Okay, mm-hmm. I will try some indie games from your decisions.
I will. I will send you a list, and we will all partake. Maybe I'll find a multiplayer, and the three of us, we can fiddle with each other on the multiplayer games.
All right. But anyways, guys.
Sounds hot.
Fun times tonight. I think I got a good scolding. It's like my parents over here scolding me about wanting to like indie games. Like, you have to do it. You don't. You're gonna get a spanking and a timeout.
It's peer pressure. That's what we do here
at the Game with Scissors and Game Buddy Funcast.
Definitely.
We beat you and bribe you.
Beat me with a stick.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see you next time on the Game Buddy Funcast. Peace. They don't see you, dude. They don't see.
Bye, guys.
They don't see you.
You bitch! I can laugh. I can laugh away if I want to. Double fisting.
Oh, by the way, we're recording right now, too.
What kind of sandwiches?
I got
ones that require two hands to eat.
Roast beef and cheese.
Cheesing it up.
Oh, and some mayo. I need some mayo.
He's mixing peanut butter and jelly and roast beef and cheese.
What?
That's gross.
What?
All right, so roast beef.
Hey, guys, I'm busy. I gotta go eat a couple of sandwiches.
I gotta eat a couple of sandwiches. That roast beef smells delicious.
Oh, I found the trash stash picture.
Anybody want some meat? Anybody want some man meat?
Oh, yeah.
I want your man meat, Michael.
I do, once I'm done with this.
What does that mean?
Your roast
meat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Well,
they were around the office, and
who are you even talking to?
Michael was cooking that those steaks on his George Foreman grill. And he's like, "Who wants some man
at
meat?"
At work? Where do you work?
At the toilet store.
At the, where'd you get your clothes? So at the toilet store.
What's the question?
I'm confused right now.
Who is talking to who?
I don't know anymore.
David's just talking about man meat and toilets and sandwiches.
It's a toilet sandwich.
How do we get the cool logos again? Which app are we going to get that?
I can't tell you because you're trying to copy me.
What's the
That's the Hangout Toolbar. I remember now. I got this.
What's the topic of this episode? Estrogen?
Don't. Estrogen? No. It's indie games. The only games that matter.
Super Meat Boy.
That's it. That's all we're going to talk about.
Yes. Oh, and Fez.
No, that is what? Nope. We have a rule here that we don't talk about anything that Phil Fish has touched.
It feel fishy. He smells fish. Hey, what about Minecraft? Is that indie?
I don't think is. Can you consider that indie still?
Yeah, technically.
Yeah.
Technically, maybe. I think when you make $120 million from a game, you're no longer considered an indie title.
That's super.
It was an indie develop.
That's super indie.
That. Well, I don't care what it is. It's shit. It's bullshit. No one is allowed to make that much. No one person.
You're bullshit.
No distributor, no publisher, but I'm going to make $120 million from a Java game that I made in junior high.
Jesus Christ. Damn. You know the guys, when I was at IndieCade, I met the guys who made Rogue Legacy.
Oh my fuck, that is such a good game.
Isn't it? It's two fucking guys. It's two dudes. It's two brothers that like outsource a few things, and there
to
you go.
India. To India. That's what I was going to say. Copy, jerk.
No. I met the guy who did the music for, and some other stuff for them, too. He was a cool guy. I talked to the main guy, brother, for, like, 45 minutes. I just sat there, and I was, like, total fangirling all over him, and he had no idea because he was just like, "Girl, it's a girl talking to
what
me."
What is that?
Was he staring at your boobs the whole time?
Boobs.
Excuse me, my eyes are up here.
And your boobs are down there.
And your boobs are down there.
That's a very sad thing. There's a lot of bad boobs in this world.
Oh,
God. Whoa.
It's true. No, this is way more entertaining than. Talking about super
video games and Indiecade.
Yeah, I mean, like.
Well, some real wild.
We can talk about boobs in video games.
Also, the boobs.
They're all. Whatever. I mean, all the boobs in video games are the same.
They're all online. Lara Croft.
What's that stupid volleyball game they came out with?
Bouncing Boob Volleyball Edition? Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball.
Okay.
Yes, that was it.
They didn't like all the fanboys jizzed all over themselves while they played it.
Oh my god.
And you got to rub down girls and buy them presents.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
That sounds like a good game to me.
Sean, would you rather play that or Minecraft?
They need to make a game that's based, it's a volleyball game, so they can make a part two, but it's based off of the Top Gun volleyball scene.
Yeah.
So it's like super homoerotic?
Yeah.
So it's just dudes then, right? Like bouncing balls everywhere?
It's for the ladies, pretty much, that game then.
Or gay guys. Ladies aren't interested in that crap. We're too smart.
They know that's not good.
That's what. So they'll just rather watch Game of Thrones then.
Dude, I'd rather watch Game of Thrones.
What's Game of Thrones?
Just do the Game of Thrones volleyball game then.
It should be Game of Thrones.
What's Game of Thrones? I don't know what that is.
Oh, you just shut up.
Shut up. You know what it is.
I've only seen one season.
You need to see fucking all seasons because it's the best show ever made. It is the best TV show ever. It is. If you can name a better show to me then I'll give you something. I'll give you something from the prize bin if you can give me a better TV show than Game of Thrones.
Seinfeld.
Wrong. You lose. Get out of here.
Chuck.
No, you lose too.
Chuck Norris.
Last chance.
Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris. Walker, Texas Ranger.
Walking Dead.
No.
What about a show of Chuck Norris versus a hamster?
What would the hamster be doing? And is it rather is Kung it like Fu. Large?
It's like the Bruce Lee hamster.
Kung Fu.
It's trying to infiltrate his butthole.
Oh.
Okay. Like this is Richard Gere?
Yeah.
It's Richard Gere possessed by a hamster. Simpsons did it.
It's a hamster reincarnated. It's Richard Gere reincarnated as a hamster.
How about Richard
trying to get into Chuck Norris's butthole?
How about Richard Simmons?
As a hamster.
He's the hamster, yes. He's voicing the hamster.
He doesn't have to be the hamster. He just wants to get in Chuck Norris's butthole.
Who doesn't?
Dozens.
That's all right. True.
Should we start this now?
We're already recording, by the way.
Well, I know we are recording, but we have not started the discussion.
Yeah. We can go and do this. All right. So let me drink a swig of my beer, and we'll get going on this.
I'm going to drink a swig of my Coke.
My rum and
Pepsi. I did not know this was a drinking podcast. I would like this information ahead of time.
I think they all are.
I'm sorry. Drinking everything. It doesn't matter.
Drinking everything, yeah.
I think they're both alcoholics.
All right, a little bit, a tad bit. Well, he's from Texas, so it's okay.
What does that mean? I'm not from Texas, first of all. David is the only one in this conversation that is from Texas.
No, I'm not. I'm from Tennessee.
Bam, motherfucker.
This is the same state, right?
Tennessee,
Texas, whatever. It has a T.
They're right next to each other.
No.
They're not even close.
I'm from Washington State, so...
You have a beard accent.
All right.
Hey, Piper.
What?
You want to go to the flea market tomorrow and see if you see any PS4s?
I do want to go to the flea market and look for a terrible system that just came out today. But that's all we're talking about today.
It's not terrible. It's not terrible. We're talking about in the next show, dude.
That's later.
After this, we're talking about the PS4.
Let's go.
Yeah, we got to do this so we can get on his show, by the way.
Bam. Go.
So let's do this. All right.